Now, back to some ass-kicking shiznit from Lulsoft Shoutcast.
Hello?
Hello, this is Betty. Are you still waiting?
This is the show that nobody told you about. This is the show that your brother warned you about. This is the show that you probably shouldn't be listening to. This is
the Joe and Anthony Show on
Jive.
Ooh. Someone's got some choking going on there. Are you okay over there, Joe? Yeah?
Oof.
Yeah, you making it?
Oof.
All right. Hey, everyone. This is Anthony live from Studio A in Chicago.
Hey, everybody. It's Joe live from Studio B in Chicago. I'm in Chicago, right?
I think you are.
Hi, Betty here, your lovable artificial personality unit. This is episode 236 of the Joe and Anthony Show for Monday, January 31st, 2022. We are proud to be carried by Shyampa Radio. You can find the Joe and Anthony Show on iTunes, Spotify, Radio for All, and on Shyampa Radio. Visit www.shyampa.org, click the menu, click programming, then clicky-clicky on the Joe and Anthony Show. Subscribe, add, like, favorite, do it now. We appreciate it. And now, Joe and Anthony get cracking with the TP segment. Take it away, guys. Betty out.
Well, thank you so much for that lovely rendition there, Betty.
You got it, Joe.
Yeah, thanks, Betty.
You got it, Anthony.
Oh. And hello to everyone in the chat room, Clay People and your mother. Evening.
Ooh. Sounds exciting.
Right?
Clay People and your mother.
Yeah.
Well, you know, good luck. You know, I don't know what can happen with that, but who knows? Who knows? So we are in...
So how's your day been?
Let me tell you. Well, today was actually busy at work. It was a good day. Today went very quickly today for me, so I was very happy. It felt like, you know, the day passed. But this weekend, this freaking weekend... It got down to 29 degrees at the Tampa
good
studios.
Lord.
Yes, it got down. The lowest that it recorded here at the Tampa studios was 29 degrees. And let me tell you, things were struggling to keep up, but the studio stayed, you know, relatively warm.
Did our pet iguana fall from the sky?
You know, we don't have a lot of iguanas here in this region of Florida. You see them a lot more when you get further south, like Miami and in the Keys and stuff like that. But to be honest with you, I don't even recall if I've ever seen an iguana here in Tampa outside of the zoo. Now, I've been to Key West, and I've seen lots of iguanas in Key West. They're all over the place. But, nothing. I haven't seen any falling iguanas here in Tampa. They haven't made... I think it might just not be warm enough throughout this period of time that they migrate this far up.
Because it's a feature of all the news. It's like, oh my God, look at all those iguanas just like dropping dead and, you know, belly up on the sidewalk.
Well, and they're not dead. They're just kind of like a hibernating. When the sun comes out and warms them up, they'll pop back up and start moving around again. But yeah,
we're
and that's
to
the
come
thing.
Back and take your lives.
Yeah, that's pretty much. That's why they're an invasive species here. They're evil little fuckers. They really are. We don't like them here. But yeah, no, there were not falling iguanas all over Tampa. In fact, as I said, since I've lived in Tampa, I've yet to see an iguana here outside of the zoo. You do see them, though. As I said, I've seen them in the Keys. I've seen them in Miami. So they do exist. But I just don't think I think it gets a little too chilly here in the winter for them to survive year round here. So
so are you going to blow away?
No. So the Tampa studios had to go through an insurance reinspection rate recently. Because, well, you know, Florida in of itself is kind of a natural disaster zone. You know, we've got, you know, sinkholes and wind storms and hurricanes and tornadoes and floods and everything. So we had to go through an inspection, and we had made some improvements to doors and windows, and the the Tampa studios are officially rated to withstand up to 170 mile an hour winds.
Wow.
I think that makes us a Class C missile shelter. C or D, I don't know. I have to look at what the certification levels are. But yeah, we are now officially a stormproof. Not stormproof, but a storm mitigated, they call it. We are wind mitigated at the Tampa studio.
You push a button, it says shields up.
I wish. But let me tell you, we replaced the garage door in the service bay, and when that fucker now, when it's rated for winds, and when it comes down now, it sounds like a damn safe locking it doesn't have hinges. It has these weird latches, but when the door is closed, these latches like interlock. And it like creates like a solid structure. The door does not move. The door is like it's like solid as a wall. You know, like a garage door, you can go up to it, you can push it, and it gives and shit.
Yeah.
This fucking thing doesn't. Locks in, this fucking thing is locked in. So I'm like, okay, that's good. I'm good with that. So yeah, we will be live reporting for the next hurricane in the Tampa studios.
Good, that's excellent.
As long as keeping power, we unfortunately do not have power backup facilities. So
we need to do a GoFundMe for the generator.
Well, yeah, but that's a substantial amount. So that's that's good. We're gonna have to save up for that one for a few years.
No, maybe set a lofty small goal.
Small goal. We're looking at $10,000 for that. So that's that's quite a lofty one right now. And
anything is possible.
I've done enough upgrades to the studio, and I've dealt with enough construction and this and permits and inspections, and I could take a break right now.
Sure.
I could take a break from construction work. I don't mind that. So I'm sorry, and I'm just talking and talking, which is great. That means the show's flowing. So how are you doing, Joe? What about you? Tell me how you're doing.
We have some new improvements to the internal network here in the Chicago studios.
Oh, that's
We've
fantastic.
Added another an expanded port switch.
Ooh.
So I have three additional ports available for phone or, you know, additional testing equipment or faster, more powerful machines. Because who knows, there might be a more powerful machine coming up in the future.
You never know.
So I'm still watching The Love Boat, believe it or not. There's like a gazillion seasons to The Love Boat, so I'm going to be watching The Love Boat for quite a long time, folks.
How many seasons did it have?
Shit, it feels like there's like 30 million seasons, like at least 10 seasons, if not more.
Wow, that's crazy.
Yeah. Well, I think it ran until 1987. So, and tonight's strain is gelato.
Gelato.
Mm-hmm. And guess what? There's some pretty nasty weather coming towards the Chicago studios, so we'll talk about it in my forecast tonight. Right.
The Love Boat had 9 seasons plus 5 specials. It had a total of 250 episodes.
Wow. And you can watch them all on Paramount Plus, which is what I have.
Yep, it ran from September 1977 until May 1986.
Wow.
So
what you got for us tonight in the weed corner?
All right, let's see the weed corner. Let me clicky here. All right, let's see.
Oh, wait a minute. Am I jumping ahead?
Are you? Yeah, you might be. I think you might be.
Anthony, do we have any voicemails?
Yeah, actually, it looks like we might. Okay, hold on.
We do?
Moment. Yeah, I think we do. Yeah, don't get too excited. Hold on a moment.
Wow, I'm like, we do?
Let me see what we got here.
Password.
I can't remember the password. I think that's it.
You have one new message. Press 1 for new messages.
Wait,
are
you hearing that?
Press 2 to change folders.
I sure am.
I'm not exactly sure what device it is using.
Press 0 for mailbox options.
It seems to not be working properly. But we'll listen. If you can hear that, I'm going to assume we can hear.
Sounds like he's there.
It does, doesn't it?
He's all back in. I gotta warn you guys, there's been an insurrection by the plague people.
Uh-oh.
Oh, man, they're going crazy. They got some bad shit or something. I don't know. But anyway, what I gotta warn you, man, they're going nuts. They took over your robots. Oh, man, they built a giant bong last week out of a garbage can, and they stuck me in there, and they were smoking my brain.
Ooh, we got to try that, Joe.
I don't know, they're going crazy. Oh, man, be careful. They can get in with your walls or your equipment. You won't even know they're in the studio. So beware. They might be in the studio. Be careful. Check out the equipment. Look for irregularities in your walls and stuff.
It's been working weird tonight,
I got to get a hold of Flash Gordon and see what we can do about these clay people. We'll talk to you later. Smoke if you got
them. We are the clay
press
people.
Press 3 for advanced options. Message deleted. Goodbye.
Well, wow. Folks, there you have it. Our chat room is open also at chiampa.org. That's chiampa.org. Oh, and by the way, our phone lines are ready for you right now. By dialing 813-327-8566 on your celly or rotary dial. Take it away, Anthony.
I'm confused. Hold on. I got lost.
Weed good.
Gosh, right, I am so burpy tonight, folks. You don't know how many times I've been pressing the mute button.
Have you really? Has it been that bad? All right.
Yes.
All right, so the weed corner. Here we are. All right, so let's see. The first one comes from NPR News. I think that's Minnesota Public Radio News. Several businesses, trade groups, and social organizations announced the formation of a coalition on Monday opposing legalization of recreational marijuana in Minnesota as the measure's supporters signal another push for the issue ahead of the start of the legislative session next week. The coalition, called Minnesotans Against Marijuana Legalization, consists of ninny-pickies, including the Minnesota Trucking Association. What the fuck? Really? The state's Police and Peace Officers Association, which I think surprises me because a lot of law enforcement people I've spoken with over the years generally indicate that legalization of weed would probably make their lives a hell of a lot easier. And would probably clear up the courts, too. The Minnesota Catholic Conference, of course, does not like the devil's lettuce, which is a policy arm of the Catholic Church of Minnesota, among others. The proposal passed in the Democratic-controlled House last session with several Republican votes after picking up support from some GOP lawmakers and would legalize marijuana use for adults as well as expunge minor cannabis convictions. So, of course, there's this moving through. The groups echoed the concerns of Republican lawmakers that the potential for more drivers under the influence and a lack of roadside tests for marijuana for law enforcement would make roadways less safe. They also fear that increased marijuana use could lead to failed drug test employment settings and impairment in the workplace worsen worker shortages already experienced due to the pandemic. Because, you know, Minnesota is a vacuum and will be plagued with all these problems that have yet to plague any other state that has legalized marijuana. I'm like, come on. We don't like, you know, when this was first starting, I'm like, okay, great, I understand. We're going to try to push this agenda, but we have states, we have Massachusetts, we have California, we have Oregon, we have Colorado, we have so many states now that have legalized. Illinois. I'm sorry. Yeah, I don't even remember half the damn states anymore that have legal weed anymore. New York. It's fucking ridiculous. But the point is that none of these states have suffered the problems that are indicated by this group of people against marijuana. So fuck you. That's that. But let's get some good news. Let's get to some good weed news. This comes from ABC News. The health minister of Thailand announced that the Narcotics Control Board had approved the dropping cannabis from the ministry's list of controlled drugs. Police and lawyers contacted by the Associated Press said it was unclear if possession of marijuana was no longer a criminal offense subject to arrest. A tangle of related laws means that production and possession of marijuana remains regulated for the time being, leaving the legal status of recreational marijuana use in a very gray area. The health minister has been the driving force behind decriminalizing marijuana. He is the leader of the Bohjanshima Thai Party, a major partner in the country's coalition government, and campaigned in 2019 general election for legalization of marijuana production to aid farmers. The latest measure is also seen as helping to promote cannabis products as a major industry in Thailand. So it's kind of cool. Thailand's really one of the only Asian countries so far that have been on the marijuana bandwagon, because in most of the Asian countries, it's still a very severe offense if you get caught with marijuana. So kudos to Thailand. And that's it for your weed corner. Back to you.
Back to me, or back to Roger, or what's going on here? Oh yeah, we got a word of the show. But first, Anthony, I want to ask you, how many Tums have you ever taken at one time?
Meaning what?
Because the package says you should only take more. You shouldn't take more than 10 in 24 hours. Why is that, I wonder?
Oh, Tums. I thought you said Thumbs. And I'm like, that's a little bit of a personal thing to be discussing, you know, over the damn air. I'm like, you know, we can talk about that off air after we go offline. But Jesus Christ, seriously? Tums. How many Tums are you taking? How many Tums? What is going on with you?
I was asking you a question. How many? What's the maximum number of Tums you've ever taken in a 24-hour period?
The maximum number of Tums I've ever taken in a 24-hour period would be probably eight.
Eight?
And that's being generous. Because I don't like to take Tums because I think it makes me feel like crap afterwards.
But they're tasty.
I don't think they're tasty. I think they're chalky, and then I get like this nasty aftertaste in my mouth after a while, and it just hangs there.
I don't mind it. It's funny.
Well,
but you know what? Weird. Let's move right along into our word. And word today, Anthony, you ready? You ready?
Yeah, okay, go ahead.
Let me do the drum roll thingy.
Oh no, absolutely.
Thank you, your mother, for our word today is antithetical. An antithetical is an adjective, and it means directly opposed or contrasted, mutually incompatible. For instance, people whose religious beliefs or toilet habits are antithetical to mine. Hey, the more you know, only at the Joe and Anthony show. So I think Roger wants to take it away, and I'll let him do so.
Go ahead.
Holy butthole euphemisms.
Ooh.
Oh bloody hell, it's me, Roger, and this is your National Day moment, for today. Well, it won't be today, if you're not listening today, anyway, today's January 31st, 2022, and oh boy, it's National Backward Day, National Hot Chocolate Day, National Inspire Your Heart With Art Day, and what all your diodes have been strained to the limit waiting for, woohoo, it's National Bubble Wrap Day.
Woo-hoo.
Wowzers.
Wow.
Joe is going to twiddle softly on a small fake wheel of fortune that somehow causes our Anthony to push a button that makes a wheel spin. No, no, no. Yes, yes, yes. Let's see what happens. Twiddle away, Joe, and push that button, Anthony.
All right, are you twiddling?
I'm twiddling.
All right. Oh, I think it's the regular wheel tonight. No.
It's a shitty wheel. No.
We fixed everything. We didn't want to break anything. All right, let's move on here. All right, so tonight's random story comes from Channel 2 NBC News out of Fort Myers and tells us about some important government business taking place in Tallahassee this past week. Florida lawmakers took a break last week from denying science and making sure racist white people don't feel uncomfortable. To fill the time, lawmakers decided to debate about adding whipped cream to what could be the state's new dessert, strawberry shortcake. Lawmakers previously served up two identical bills in the House and Senate, calling for strawberry shortcake to become the official state dessert. Now they want to add whipped cream. Oh, no. The horror. Not everyone loved the idea to add the topping. Some lawmakers on both sides are saying if the bill includes a dairy topping, it will exclude certain people with allergies or vegans. Florida makes up... Jesus fucking Christ.
Are there that many vegans in Florida?
I know of like two. Oh, fucking Lord. All right. Florida makes up 3/4 of the country's winter strawberry production, and local farmers won't mind the new bill, but taxpayers might. The longer it takes to hit the floor, the more tax dollars come out of pockets. So, of course, we're also paying now to have them debate about if there should be whipped topping on the frickin' state dessert. If the bill passes with the whipped cream topping included, the new state dessert will go into effect on July 1st. Isn't that exciting, Joe? Are you excited about the new dessert?
I'm so excited. I'm pooping my pants.
Me too. All right. That's all for your random news. Back to you, Betty.
This is Betty's turn. What does Betty got to say?
Where is Betty?
Come on, Betty. Come on.
Betty!
Hi, Betty here. I hope you're having fun with these two idiots. Anyway, with all this fun, you too can experience fun. Do this now. We prefer if you did it live, but leaving a voicemail can be entertaining too. Just give us a call at 813-327-8566. Anyway, while you're tuned in at Chiampa.org, be sure to check out Headphone Meditations with John Dubose, and The Toppers Radio Show, The Inept Super Villains Podcast, and the many other fine shows we carry on Chiampa Radio. Be sure to visit Chiampa.org for our complete broadcast schedule, and much, much more. And now, for Joe's weather and fucked up, oops, I mean, informative news. Back to you, Joe. Betty, Betty, Betty out.
We are the Clay People. We have taken over the airwaves.
Not really. Thanks, Betty. Before we get to the news, thirst by our very own Chip Skipper, it's time for your Chiampa Chicago weather from our very own Chicago's Midway International Airport. Unless you're listening live, it's not currently overcast and 29. The dew point is 19, giving us a wind chill of 22. The humidity is at 59%, and winds are howling out of Joe's butthole from the southeast at 15 million miles per hour.
Oh my god, that's insane.
Yeah, I know, right? And for you pilot types, the visibility is 10 miles, and moose poop detection is actually quite low. Tonight, breezy butthole alert. Mostly cloudy with a low around 28, butthole gusts up to 30 miles per hour. Tuesday, more breezy butthole alerts. A 40% chance of rain afternoon, cloudy with a high near 40. Butthole gusts up to 30 miles per hour. And Wednesday, snow. High near 29, blustery, with gusty buttholes still in play. Thursday, snow likely, mainly before noon. Cloudy with a high near 24, blustery buttholes abound. Friday, partly sunny with a high near 22. And the weekend looks like a quiet weekend with normal temps in the 30s and sunny. And that's it for my weather. Today's fact check is
A Michigan public school says no, it did not provide litter boxes for students identifying as cats. Anthony, press the A key for the news.
And now for the news.
Ooh, what could stop a play about crime? What do you think would stop a play about crime, Anthony?
A play about crime?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Maybe a big giant kitty butthole.
Well, crime, duh.
Oh, okay, that works.
So, an off-Broadway play appropriately titled Perfect Crime had to cancel some performances due to a real crime. Someone stole the copper pipes from the theater's basement.
Ah, bastards.
General manager of the theater center. Ooh, folks, I am so sorry. My pipes have been stolen, apparently. No, I'm experiencing massive heartburn and bloating issues. So we're only going to do this story tonight, and then we're going to go straight into break.
Okay.
So Catherine Russell, general manager of the theater center on West 59th Street. Actually, West 50th Street. In New York City and lead actress in Perfect Crime, said she discovered something was amiss when the water and heat weren't working on Friday. She said she went into the building's basement. I turned the water on and I realized water was spraying everywhere. And that's because there were no pipes to fill the water. I discovered that thieves had taken all of the copper pipes. Russell also found a door in the basement had been shattered and that there were bullet casings on the floor. She said security cameras captured another attempted break-in on Sunday. Boy, that was one angry man, she told WABC-TV. He was kicking in with these big boots, kicking the glass door pretty violent. The theater had to cancel about 12 performances between Perfect Crime and The Office, a musical parody, another show at the same venue. She said police haven't made any arrests in the theft. Repairs cost about $20,000. But I got a weekend off and better piping and better security. So it was a happy ending. And that's your lovable news. Sourced by your favorite chip skipper. Back to you, Anthony.
Alrighty. Let me,
yeah.
There we go. Alright. Let me, okay. Thanks, Joe.
You're welcome. You
experiencing wintertime itch on your butthole? Does all the hot, dry air make your chocolate starfish dry and crusty? Are you tired of being embarrassed in public when you go deep to satisfy that itch? Don't let seasonal ass disorder get you down anymore with Yo Ass Ain't Gonna Itch No More. Made up of natural ingredients and experimental chemicals, Yo Ass Ain't Gonna Itch No More will deliver instant relief and moisture to your chocolate starfish. Now available in new cheeseburger scent. Available exclusively at your local dollar miscellaneous store, where a dollar won't get you much without a dollar and some change due to inflation. Do you want to be part of this derailed, jackwagon, southern fried, tire-thumping, toilet-seat-licking, GMO-loaded experience? Then give us a call at 813-327-8566 or send us an email at playus@shyampa.org. This week on This Way Out, queer youth question queer conservatism, and a gay teen battles bias with a TikTok takedown. In other news, Chile's new progressive cabinet boasts two queer members, Honduras's high court shuns marriage equality plaintiffs, a Japanese gay man sues in Taipei for marriage to his Taiwanese partner, U.S. trans youth remain in state Republican crosshairs, the parodied Pence Bunny hops across the Rainbow Bridge, and Birmingham University is probed by the feds for anti-queer bias. All that and more this week when you discover This Way Out, the international LGBT radio news magazine, Monday nights at 9 Eastern, right after the Joe and Anthony Show on Shyampa Radio. Hang tight, folks. We'll continue to have antithetical toilet time in 4 minutes when we return.
And Hello, everybody. This is Joe, your host on WEED Cheyenne Radio. Do you miss those commercials that we used to broadcast? You know, some of those retro commercials for Alka-Seltzer, and Kent Cigarettes, and Philip Morris? Well, tonight, in Joe's retro commercials, we bring them to you here on WEED Cheyenne Radio.
Here's big news. With Sears' great low prices every single day throughout the store, you'll find outstanding values like never before. Imagine an AT&T 465 memory telephone, now only $49.99. That's a great low price on a great AT&T phone with the features you want, like 32-number memory speed dialing, line and use indicator, and lighted dial buttons. So get to Sears for the AT&T 465 memory telephone, now at the fantastic price of only $49.99. Check it out at Sears, where you get your money's worth and a whole lot more.
Tonight make dinner special.
Something exciting, something delighting, something to make a special soap house tonight. Right from the bite, vegetable sight. Soap house with dinner, always a winner. Soap house delicious with all your dishes. They'll love it each and every bite. Make dinner time more special, soap house tonight.
Stovetop stuffing.
It's happening all around the house, right about now.
I'd like a Triscuit.
I'd like a Triscuit.
I'd like a Triscuit.
I know my family, and when they'd like a snack, they'd like a Triscuit wafer.
Great with cheese.
Or with a dip.
Neat with jam. Or just by themselves. And they really are good. Triscuit wafers, they're made from 100% natural whole wheat. And that's good, too.
A Triscuit, baked only by Nabisco.
You're listening to Shoutcast Radio.
Okay, I gotta scratch all this stuff out. Now I gotta put in some new database access material. I'll kind of go like this. And then,
hello, 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 world, hello, 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 world, hello, 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 world, hello, 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 hello,
this has been a Joe Wisdom audio production.
Now, back to some ass-kicking shiznit from Nullsoft Shoutcast.
Ooh, loud. It did get loud, didn't it? I'm sorry. Something happened with that one. We got to check that. My levels have been weird all night. I think the clay people. I think it's the clay people. I think they've been infiltrating the soundboard.
We have taken over your levels.
See, exactly. So it's like my shit's all messed up tonight, and it really is. It really is crazy. So, all right.
We are the clay people. We know everything. We know all about you.
You're starting to sound more like the Borg, you know. So, but anyway. Did we cue Roger at any point?
Hello, Roger here. Welcome back. Thank God it's yay today, because up next, we've got a Tampa weather forecast and yay. What you've really been waiting for, Anthony's Florida weather and his world-famous crazy Florida news. But first, no, 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 yes, yes, yes. Go grab your favorite smoking devices, snacks, and beverage biatches, so we can get started with Anthony's weather and world-famous crazy Florida news. Take it away, the lovable Anthony.
Thanks, Roger.
You're welcome, Anthony. You're welcome, Joe.
And there we have it. All right, let's...
Roger, you stink.
Oh. We all knew that. That's nothing new there. All right, before we continue, it's time for your Sciampa weather for Tampa Bay from Tampa International Airport, KTPA. Unless you're listening live, it is not currently fair and 58 degrees. The humidity is currently at 67%. The dew point is at 47 degrees, and the visibility is still 10 miles. Tonight, Monday night, mostly clear with a low around 48. Tuesday will be mostly sunny with a high near 74. Tuesday night, partly cloudy with a low around 57. Wednesday, sunny with a high near 79. Wednesday night, mostly cloudy with a low around 62. That's it for your Sciampa weather for Tampa Bay. Now it's time for some crazy Florida news. Let me get my script here. All right, let's get this thing going. All right, our first Florida story of the night comes from WPLG Channel 10 News out of Miami and tells us about a man who is very passionate about his bacon. Cape Coral police officers arrested a man at a Waffle House last Wednesday after they received calls about a disturbance. When officers arrived, they said they heard a man identified as 28-year-old Martin yelling expletives at the staff about how his bacon was cooked. Officers said Martin screamed, "You better cook that fucking bacon right." Officers asked Martin to come outside, but said he resisted until they threatened to use a taser.
I have a shirt title.
Yeah, right.
No,
what was
I
the
do.
Show title?
The show title is going to be Fucking Bacon.
Fucking Bacon? All fucking right. Bacon. Or you could do You Better Cook That Fucking Bacon Right.
Yeah.
Let's do that. Let's do the whole thing. Do the whole thing. Martin was later arrested and charged with disorderly intoxication, resisting arrest, and intent to do violence. He is being held at the Lee County Jail.
Lee County Jail.
Yep. All right. Our next news story of the night comes from WFLA News Channel 8, Tampa Bay, and tells us about a Florida man that was saved and then caught, Florida style. A man who suffered hypothermia after falling into a creek in Polk County was arrested after a Quisk hospital stay. The Polk County Sheriff's Office said that Dillard, 52, of Auburndale, Florida, was wanted by law enforcement for burglary and grand theft. On Tuesday night, they found him trapped in chest-deep water, clinging to a tree. According to deputies, Dillard fell into a creek after getting lost in the woods off Dawn Heights Drive in unincorporated East Lakeland. Several people in the area called 911 after hearing his screams for help. When deputies found Dillard, they said he appeared confused and was shivering and moving very slowly. His body temperature was 84 degrees, so he was taken to an area hospital to be treated for hypothermia. Oh yeah, no, that's like terrible. Dillard was released from the hospital after he became uncooperative with staff and refused treatment. He was then arrested on an outstanding warrant for burglary of a conveyance, grand theft motor vehicle, and grand theft, then taken to the Sheriff's Processing Center in Winter Haven. So,
dude,
there you have it.
Let yourself be treated.
You're right, you know?
Anyway.
This is crazy. It's crazy.
Yeah.
I think you lost your sweet spot there, Madge.
Did I lose my sweet spot?
There you go. I got to send you a microphone mount. All right.
I know.
Yeah. I don't know. That thing's just all, it's all floppy like an 80-year-old cock.
Oh. It looks like one, too.
Right? We got to get you a new microphone thing. You'll have to send me the circumference of your microphone or diameter. I don't know which one, but send me both. I need to know because, you know. Okay. No, because I ordered one for my microphone, but it was too small and I had to return it. So I don't want to get one that's too small and that won't fit.
They don't have a unisex one where.
No, they have them where they're large and they're small. You know, so there are big microphones and small microphones. I mean, that's just how the world works. I mean, don't get jelly.
Or not unisex, like stretch pants.
Stretch pants. I think they stretch but only so much. You know, it's only so much. It's like sometimes I put 10 pounds in a 5-pound bag. All right. So our final and naked story of the night comes from WBBH Channel 2 News out of Fort Myers and tells us about a Walmart shopper that was just a little too friendly with the ladies. A victim told deputies she was waiting in the electronics section of a Walmart Port Charlotte waiting for her mother, who was in the restroom, when the man approached her. The man, later identified as 25-year-old Jonathan, allegedly placed his phone on a shelf near the girl with a photo of his naughty bits clearly visible.
Ooh, his naughty bits!
His genitalia! The victim stepped away from Jonathan and tried
me?
To...
Why not me?
Why not you, Joe? I know, Joe, you poor thing. Nobody ever wants to show you their genitalia. Nobody ever wants to show up at your door naked. You know, nope. I mean, I don't know what to tell you. I mean, if they show up at my door, I'll try to send them to you, but I don't know. But they don't show up at my door either, so I mean, I think we're both kind of lost on that one. So the man later identified as 25-year-old Jonathan allegedly placed his phone on a shelf near the girl with a photo of his, naughty bits. The victim stepped away, tried to call for her mother when the perpetrator, Jonathan, picked up his phone and pointed the screen towards her while pretending to look at televisions. Well, that's kind of awkward. Jonathan even tapped on the shelf to get the girl's attention to make sure she was looking at the screen. The girl then walked away from Jonathan and told her mother what happened. The suspect casually walked out of the store after the incident. According to deputies, investigators used surveillance footage to identify the 25-year-old, who was later arrested. Jonathan is facing a charge for knowingly showing obscene images to a minor and has a prior arrest for lewd exposure of sexual organs and was a suspect in two other cases involving lewd exposure. What happened to my damn music?
Your punishment will be clay people eating your private naughty bits.
I'm sure it probably would be. Like, my track's stopping. Right? Like, seriously? Like, what the hell? Come on.
Are you having technical difficulties?
I am. You know, fuck that. That's it for your crazy Florida news. Back to you, Betty.
Roger, you stink. Well, you can thank the database that you're tuned into, Shyampa Radio. Come join fun. We're always looking for unique content and people. Call Shyampa Radio anytime at 813-327-8566, and you two can hang out in the studio with these two lovable idiots, and don't forget me and that other robot, Roger. Be a part of our unique studio experience. Be sure to visit us at chiampa.org for our latest broadcast schedule, and did you know you can chat on our webpage? Just scroll down to the chat room, pick a nickname and chat. But now, go grab your bongs and inhale biatches. In just a minute, your two lovable stoners are going to start conversing about this, or that. Hold on, woohoo, here it comes, the plethora discussion segment. Take it away, the lovable Joe and the lovable Anthony.
Woohoo,
so
thank
you. Know,
you got it, Joe.
Thank you, Betty.
You got it, Anthony.
So you know how we ran out of time? Now we're ahead of schedule. We're a minute and 15 seconds ahead of schedule.
That's okay. That gives us extra time for a caller.
That's true.
It gives us extra time to rant or rave about whatever the fuck we want.
I didn't bring any damn snacks in the studio, though.
It's our show.
It is our show.
You know, I started listening to physical CDs again today.
Have you?
Yep, I pulled a few out of my collection and just something random and just started listening to them because why not?
How'd that work out?
Pretty nicely, actually. I decided to reconnect to my last.fm account and noticed the last time I used it was 2015.
Wow.
You know, some things just don't... Yeah, some things just don't translate after a while. But what I wanted to do is start listening to music and just, you know, building a playlist so that maybe I can add things to Spotify or whatever platform I decide to end up going with. But for now, you know, something else too with us kind of talking about some of our internals. I decided to ditch VLC Media Player, and I'm going with Windows Media Player for all my media needs. It seems to work. I'm not having any difficulty.
That's good.
You know, all of my Naughty Bits videos seem to work just fine with Windows Media Player. Music works fine.
See, I still like GOM Player for video.
Which one?
GOM.
GOM?
Yeah.
I've never used GOM. What's GOM?
G-O-M.
I've never used it.
It's small and compact. It does well for the naughty movies.
Interesting. And it doesn't record them on any internet databases of
not that I'm aware of. No.
Well, no, a lot of those, like, they upload your recently viewed shit everywhere. It's like, look what he watched.
No, it doesn't attach to any social media or any shit like that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, no. You're not seeing, you know,
Chip
Skipper just finished watching Three Fists and a Bottom
starring Rico
Jello
Antonio and
starring Antonio Banderas
and and Jeff Rogers or something,
whoever. Yeah.
Jeff Rogers.
I don't know. Roy Rogers. Bob Evans, starring Bob Evans, Roy Rogers, and I don't know, the Colonel.
So, you know, the latest scheme of things seems to be getting rid of phones, getting rid of, like, things that people don't talk on the phone as much anymore. Or they don't necessarily want to talk on the phone as much anymore.
That's true.
You know, so I wonder, to a certain point, are cell phones, for instance, the phone will become less important. You know what I'm saying? And you'll be using, you know, a Google map, and you'll click on something to access a service.
It kind of already is.
Right.
I mean, don't get me wrong. Phone usage and phone volume use is still very high.
Really?
Just like fax usage is actually still very high in some business sectors.
Why is fax usage still very high?
Certain entities use it. Well, first, internationally. It's used a lot internationally. A lot of government businesses, even schools and shit, want the hard copy record and not a soft copy.
It's strange, though, because in this day you can just send a PDF and print it, and voila, there's your hard copy.
No, I agree. I think a lot of it also is because it's tagged to, like, a phone number as opposed to a random email address.
Again, a number or an email address.
I know, but either way, medical offices still use fax.
I could see
pharmacies
that, yeah.
Still use fax. I mean, it is actually still more secure
and
than emailing
spam.
A PDF.
Spammers still use fax because I get all kinds of travel brochures and construction requests for work. Like, hey, have your roof redone. I'm like, what the fuck? Okay, so yeah. I guess there is still a decent amount, but you don't see payphones, you don't see the general population using a lot of landlines.
No, I mean, a lot of landline use is gone, And landlines are kind of gone anyway. Most of that's all handled digitally now. So landlines are pretty much rotting. It's all voice over IP.
Well, here's the thing, though, and this is where I was kind of going with this. I've heard of restaurants completely eliminating their phone lines.
Really?
And all they utilize are digital apps for reservations, for payments, and there's no phone contact whatsoever. And I find that rather interesting from a hospitality point of view, because generally from where I've ever been, yeah, I want to talk to the person, or they want to talk to us. They don't always want to utilize an app or that impersonal cold.
Because it's not necessity to talk to someone at a restaurant, because you do have all the apps. But when it comes to hospitality, you want that personal touch. You know, yes. If I'm going to McDonald's, you know, I'm fine. Okay, fine. I'll do an app if I'm going to McDonald's. That's fine.
Ronald McDonald to come personally touch
you. I don't need Ronald McDonald's to come personally to come up and feel me up and hand me my money and everything like that. That's fine. I'll do an app for that. But, like, you know, if I'm... Yeah, it's just... If I want to call a restaurant because
show title,
I have a question...
Ronald McDonald feeling me up.
Ronald McDonald feeling me up. We'll do it on the next show title. It's just... No, I think restaurants should have that. I mean, if you want to be a good, you know, a restaurant that I think falls into like a hospitality category of being like a high rated customer centric restaurant, I would not ditch the phone number, you know. I mean,
yeah,
but people will do what people are going to do, and the world is changing every day, and we're getting older, and things don't make sense
to us.
And
the world
anymore.
Is changing faster. That's the
key. Oh, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
It's not that it's changing. It's changing faster.
And it will just continue to accelerate.
You know, I watch a lot of those YouTube videos, like different documentaries, especially about travel, because that's the one thing that's been always kind of speeding along is travel.
Yeah.
Travel kind of... guides a lot of technology, guides a lot of needs, and in a few years, what's that company, I think it's called Boom, it's going to be introducing supersonic planes, and I think United is picking up a few of them,
which is funny because we've had that before and it really never took off. Because
this company seems to be able to mass produce its planes. And they're quieter than the Concorde.
Okay. I was just it either has to be quieter or cheaper to produce than the Concorde. It has to have been a cost. Because I'm like, the Concorde was a commercially available jetliner that was... You could go from New York to London in, like, I think, what, 40 minutes on the Concorde. Almost an hour on the Concorde. So... It's not a new concept, which it kills me.
But now it's going to be a more doable concept.
It'll be an improved concept. So, yeah. I was sad to see that the Concorde went away, because I always liked that concept of going from point A to point B. New York to L.A. in an hour. New York to London in an hour. New York to China in 4 hours instead of fucking, you know, 18 hours, 20 hours.
Right.
So it makes sense. It's good to see it coming back. But it does crack me up sometimes, because, you know, like, especially the younger generations, when something like this happens, oh my God, this is the most amazing thing. Nobody's ever done this before. It's been done before. Just like, you know, I have a deep dislike of Musk and Tesla and the drivers of Tesla. I find them to be douchebags on the road. You know, it's like, it's funny because Tesla drives like they can't. Musk is great. He invented the first electric car. No, he didn't. He didn't. Yeah. The electric cars have been invented for decades. They've been out.
Yes.
I mean, Chevy had the EV back in the
1900s.
Yeah. So even earlier, it's just, did he make improvements to it? Yes. Yes, he made improvements to the process. But did he invent this technology, this concept? No, he's, you know, and. But it's like, oh, no, nobody ever had this before. No, it was there. It's just he's the one that mass produced it. So, but, you know, it's always splitting hairs sometimes. But, you know, I don't know.
Yeah.
That was my rant for the day because,
if you have
an
opinion, give us a call at 813-327-8566. That's 813-327-8566.
Probably not. The ugly lights are coming on in about 20 seconds.
Aww.
Yeah, we'd have to kick them off pretty quickly.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. Oh boy, that's why I'm experiencing the parley vooks in my butthole feeling. Ha 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 ha.
Oh boy, that sounds mildly entertaining.
Oh boy, that was interesting. So what do we have for our listeners tonight, Anthony?
Yeah, the ugly lights.
The ugly lights.
Hello, ugly lights. It looks like they're coming on, folks. And the repo man is here again.
Oh no.
Yeah, well, you know, those windows cost money. And It didn't work out the way I expected to. I'd like to thank you for tuning in tonight, listening in on our recast later on, or just supporting us in your own special little snowflake way.
Well, that's interesting, Anthony. Glad I have all two of my valuables with me. And boy, we're sure glad you could join us for the Joe and Anthony show tonight.
Yay. Mm-hmm. You can make your morning and afternoon's commutes more commutable with weekday rush hour hosted by Betty, starting at 6:30 Eastern, and Traffic with Toppers starting at 3:30 Eastern every weekday. Also, be sure to catch classic radio programming on Throwback Thursdays. Find My Cursor again on Radio Free Labor on noon on the weekend, and Hot Dance Mixes from 2 to 6 on Sunday Tea Dance. And I must say, because we have our DJs that we use, you know, our staples, Testosterone, Pilates, blah, blah, blah. And then we have like ones that we kind of like procure out there. And there was a really good one that ran this weekend on Sunday. It was like a 3-hour set, but it was wonderful. So, but definitely I recommend tuning into Sunday Tea Dance. There's some good dance mixes, some pretty great shit to listen to.
That's right, folks. Just listen to us perpetually and just keep, you know, one of your devices always on, because that's how you do it. That's how we, you know, like to see those numbers stay high, because you're perpetually tuned in. If you're perpetually tuned in, then
that makes Joe happy. And what makes Joe happy makes Roger happy. And what makes Roger happy makes Betty happy.
And, you know, it could be a tablet cum sex toy in the playroom, or maybe an Amazon Echo, or maybe, you know, something that's in the kitchenette or in the toilet. I don't know.
Yeah, I think we're wading into deep waters here. Let's come back to shore. And
whatever the situation arises, just say, I want to listen to Cheyenne Radio.
I want to listen to Cheyenne Radio.
Keep it tuned to CHIAMPA.org. That's right. Woof! Wow.
Yeah.
What a night.
Yeah. Did that tickle your fancy, sir?
Yeah.
You feel that all
this,
down?
It's like
thunder
this
way
this
under.
Burning.
The there's burning. Burn. You should see a doctor about that. Do you have any milk? Try drinking some like milk. Milk always helps.
I have oat milk.
You have what milk?
I have oat milk.
No, that won't work.
I don't have real milk.
Yeah, it's got to be something like a fatty. I call them soft fats. I take them with gummies too and shit, because it's like it kind of helps coat, and it's an easily digestible protein that kind of helps neutralize acid and shit.
I could eat butter.
I don't know. That seems kind of nasty to me. Thanks everyone for tuning in tonight. We will be back next Monday. Check out our blog at cheyampa.org. If you are interested in recasting our show, please contact us at playus@cheyampa.org. Remember, folks, don't forget to cook that fucking bacon right after you almost freeze to death by putting your penis on a Walmart shelf full of whipped cream. Have a good night, a good week, and stay tuned for This Way Out with a C for chlamydia. Know the symptoms.
That's a wrap. Bye-bye with a knee.
This station is being brought to you via NullSoft Shoutcast streaming technology.
For more information, visit shoutcast.com.
Sounds for promotional, background, and other tracks are from Incompetech by Kevin MacLeod. Visit them at incompetech.com. Royalty-free music. You're listening to Shyampa Weed Radio. Chicago, Tampa, Shyampa Radio.